set for second half basketball now.
Yeah, jump right into it. Don't waste much time here in high school basketball.
No,
do that.
No.
They keep everything right on going. Keep us on our toes. That's good.
Absolutely. What, again, great first half. 12 points, 4 rebounds for Aaron Stewart, as you said. I think, obviously, they'd like to see if you're Wes Carteret tonight, to see him continue that second half.
And on the other side there, on the West Craven side of things, Latrell Campbell is leading the way with 10 points. Jonquez Green chipping in 8 points and 5 rebounds of his own.
Wes Carteret will start things off as Shakira Frazier. Bounce pass to Stewart. Stewart one side to the other. Gives it to Jones. Now kicks it back to Aaron Stewart. Again, there's no shot clock in high school, so you can take as long as you need. Aaron Stewart talking a little bit to Laquez Campbell. Puts a three up, and it's off the front of the rim. Latrell Campbell.
Stewart exchanging a few words there and hoping he could drill the three-pointer right in the defender's mouth. Unable to knock that one down.
Latrell Campbell, the leading scorer for Wes Craven, with a nice dribble and a beautiful shot up his 12th point of the night.
Yeah, a nice little scoop layup there from Campbell, doing a nice job of going to the bucket, gets bodied up on the play and goes to the floor, but still able to finish that one.
Great job there. Shakira Frazier on the other end. Leads 7 now. Frazier pumps, decides not to go with it, gives it to Jones, and Jones with a nice shot.
Sweet little stroke from the big man there from the baseline, about 10 feet out. Nice job by Frazier, being patient, getting into the paint and kicking it out to his big man, able to hit the jump shot now as Laquez Campbell brings it up the other way, passes it across to his brother. Back to Campbell. Campbell back to Campbell once again. Laquez Campbell kicks it down to Darius Abrams on the baseline, drives, puts up the layup. It is no good. Followed, however, by Chris Campbell, who's able to put a nice touch on the ball there, get it to kiss off the glass. 39-32, Wes Craven trims the Patriots' lead to 7 points with 6:20 to play here in the third.
So Wes Carteret on the other end. Stewart gives it to Jones. And Darius Abrams with a steal. Darius Abrams drive and off the backboard a little too hard. Ball still loose. Laquez Campbell will pick it up. He'll penetrate. And short on his shot. Now Wes Carteret trying to hold on to it. And they're going to say he was fouled. The Shakira Frazier, who was kind of tightrope walking the out-of-bounds line.
We see Darius Abrams expressing a little bit of frustration there, doing a great job of picking the pocket of Aaron Stewart once again, but unable to finish on the other end. Looked like he might have thought about going up and slamming that one home. Opts for the layup instead, but just gives it a little bit too much off the glass for a long rebound on a breakaway layup.
7-point lead for the Patriots, who are back on offense. Taylor dishes it over to Jones. Jones and Graves
gonna get
walks
him for the travel
it.
There. Yeah, gotta get going at the same time. Can't shuffle those feet a little bit before you make that cut.
Jacob Graves on the turnover there. A 7-point lead. Latrell Campbell, 12 points. Chris Campbell tries to put up a shot, and he's blocked. And this will give Wes Carteret the ball back.
Aaron Stewart with the block there for the point guard, doing it all there, even getting the block on big Chris Campbell.
And a nice job defensively. Here's Chris Campbell up the other end. Passes behind to Allgaier, who can't finish. And his putback attempt is blocked by Aaron Stewart. And Aaron Stewart will now dribble it back. What a nice job.
Yeah, Aaron Stewart's really hustling. He's huffing and puffing as he's walking this ball slowly back up the court the other way. The star for the Patriots trying to catch his breath because he knows with the Eagles surging like this, he's going to have to do a lot to keep his team in the lead.
On the other end, Taylor bodies up Green. Can't get the shot. Latrell Campbell will save it. Jonquez Green.
They missed a double dribble there by Jonquez Green.
They did. Jonquez Green will dribble. Shot up. No good. Can't hold on to it. And back the other way go the Wes Carteret Patriots. Jones loses it. Chris Campbell up the other end. Jonquez Green. And it's good.
Smart play by Green to just go ahead and take that nice and slow to the hoop. Didn't force anything on the fast break there. Had Graves closing in on him from behind there. You know, sometimes you see players get a little bit too fancy there, try to do a little bit too much. But trailing by 7 there, Green decides to take the smarter route and just go ahead and lay that one right in for the easy points, trimming that Patriots lead to 5. Looks like Wes Carteret took a timeout after that bucket by Jonquez Green. So like I said, the Eagles are now trailing by 5 points to the Wes Carteret Patriots with 4.5 here to play in the third quarter. Patriots will be getting the ball coming out of this timeout. You've got to think that coach was talking to Aaron Stewart in the huddle there saying, hey, buddy, it's on you. Just slow everything down. We're seeing the Eagles surge back here a little bit. Look for Aaron Stewart to find one of his weapons here as they try to continue to be patient on offense.
Stewart, jumper no good. Allgaier with the rebound. Gives it to Jonquez Green. Quick pass to Abrams. On the other end of the floor, Abrams is going to get called for the offensive foul.
Now, Graves is slapping the floor.
He got the call.
Him. He did get the call, but it looks like the baseline official is actually coming over and changing that. Oh no,
it is. It is. It is going to be an offensive foul. Abrams, you got to give Graves credit. He did have position, and he took the contact. But this could be tough. Lonnie Weatherington set to check in as he walks by our table here.
And that's the fourth foul on Darius Abrams. So he's going to be coming out of the game here at about the 3.5-minute mark once Weatherington comes in for him.
That's not going to be good. Aaron Stewart, double team, can't get the shot. Latrell Campbell on the other end. Campbell gets away, puts a jumper up from about 10 feet, and it's no good. Allgaier back, kicks it back to Latrell Campbell, this time for 3, and off the front of the rim, but Graves is going to foul him. Not a great job by Graves as he tried to add some defensive help, but...
Yeah, and Campbell already kind of falling away on that shot there, but Graves just coming in way too hot and falling right through Campbell as he puts the shot up. It's going to send him to the line for 3 points here and a chance to trim this lead as he converts the first free throw, 1 of 3 there. Trims the lead to 4. He can be able to get it down to 2 points if he can convert these final 2 free throws.
13 points for Latrell Campbell tonight. Oh, misses that one in and out.
Weatherington in for Abrams now, but we saw there, you have to think that a lot of Wes Craven getting back into this game here was because of the defensive prowess of Darius Abrams that we've seen so far early in this half.
Oh, misses
another two or three steals there. Yeah, as you said, Campbell misses the free throw. We have another Wes Carter at Patriots timeout.
39-35, 3:36 to go here in our third period. So we did get that surge from Wes Craven. They have cut the lead to 5. But missed a big opportunity there. 2 missed free throws by Campbell. This could be a 2-point lead for Wes Carteret and would certainly cut into this momentum. The big thing to watch now is what will the defense be like without Darius Abrams, who, as you mentioned on that fourth foul, sitting down now. That intensity was great, and it's been that catalyst, as you said, for the offense for Wes Craven. They need that defensive pressure to turn into to force some turnovers and get some easy transition baskets.
And when you're playing against a great point guard like Aaron Stewart, you know you can have a defender like Darius Abrams match up one-on-one with him, and it was allowing Wes Craven to play a lot of man defense. Earlier when we saw Lonnie Weatherington in the game, Wes Craven adopted a lot more of a zone defense, and it looks like that is what they're coming out here with, a 1-3-1 zone on defense.
And this ball tipped by Allgaier and out of bounds on the far end. 3:25 to go. Graves will inbound it to Aaron Stewart. Stewart, 12 points in the first half, still looking for his first bucket of the second half. Gives it to Jones. Jones over to Tolliver. Tolliver back to Stewart at the top of the key. He's being guarded by Latrell Campbell. Campbell to Tolliver. Some contact between Tolliver and Chris Campbell, but no call. Jones on the other end. Kicks it over to Graves. Graves up for 3 and off the front of the rim. But Deshaun Jones gets the rebound. His putback no good, and Chris Campbell will get it for the Eagles and kick it back to Lonnie Weatherington. Weatherington pushes it off the floor. Jonquez Green, baseline penetration, but his shot was a little too wild. And that shot selection we talked about. Wes Craven needs to get a better shot.
Yeah, and only down 4, plenty of time, still a whole quarter to go in this game. So really no reason to rush for Wes Craven, but we saw it there.
Oh, and a 3 by Aaron Stewart.
Three of four from three-point land for Aaron Stewart tonight. You're seeing why we talk so much about this guy coming into this game. He is a weapon, and you cannot leave him open. Have to have a hand in his face at all times, and he has been so effective tonight when Darius Abrams has been on the bench for the Eagles.
Three-pointer here by Latrell Campbell will fall short. Scuffle on the floor, bodies everywhere. It'll be loose. The Eagles will pick it up. Latrell Campbell drives in. His layup is no good, and we're going to get a foul on Jacob Graves, I believe. Yes, number three in red.
Graves, you'll remember, drew the charge to send Darius Abrams to the bench with his fourth foul just a minute or two ago, but they do get him for the blocking call there as Campbell drives hard to the hoop.
Chris Campbell to Jonquez Green, over to Latrell Campbell. Campbell to Allgaier. Allgaier's three. No good. And Wes Carteret will now take it back up the floor with a 7-point lead, 42-35. Slowing it down a little bit. Deshaun Jones.
Shakur Frazier coming to the scorer's table to check in for the Patriots. Something makes me want to think that he's going to come in for Stewart. Coach McClanahan.
Oh. My apologies.
No, you're fine.
Another bucket as Wes Carteret extends it to 9, 44-35. A great bucket by number 33, Christopher Taylor. And on the other end, Wes Craven's got to answer with a bucket here to keep it close. 9-point lead. Jonquez Green from three, and it's good. Jonquez Green with the three. 13 points for the sophomore.
No indecision there by Green. Just gets the ball in his hand, one dribble, takes a sidestep, and just goes ahead and pulls that shot in the defender's face. Able to go ahead and convert that one with under a minute to play. A big bucket for the Eagles. Looks like Tolliver misses a three-pointer on the other end for the Patriots. Shakur Frazier checking in now. It is going to be for Jacob Tolliver. I thought Coach McClanahan. Nope, excuse me, that's Graves coming out. I thought McClanahan may have been trying to give his star point guard, Aaron Stewart, a little bit of a break before this fourth quarter comes.
Yeah, 39 seconds here. 44-38. Stewart to Deshaun Jones. Over to Tolliver. Tolliver to Frazier. Frazier being guarded by Lonnie Weatherington. Bounce pass over to Aaron Stewart. Aaron Stewart dribbles. Gets the double team in that zone. Now bounce pass inside. Taylor up and no good. He's going to get fouled, though, and a chance to get some free ones. And extend this lead that's already at 6 right now.
That's Latrell Campbell picking up a foul there. I believe that is going to be his third as well. So both the Campbells now in a little bit of foul trouble as well as the four fouls that we see on Darius Abrams. But at some point, Coach David Fernandez is going to have to put his starters back in the game. They're not going to be able to overcome the 7-point deficit with the majority of their starting lineup sitting on the bench in foul trouble.
45-38. Off the back of the rim. And Wes Craven with 13 seconds. 12. Latrell Campbell over to Lonnie Weatherington. Weathering's pass. Nearly knocked away. Jalen Franks tries to get it back to Lonnie Weatherington. And this is going to get knocked out of bounds. 3.8 seconds.
Now, Donis Cox is trolling around. It looks like they're going to try to make a play for him on the backside of this offense. Let's see if they can get it to him.
Pass is knocked away. Latrell Campbell is on the floor. And we're going to get a foul on Wes Craven. Boy, Coach Fernandez can't believe that call.
It looks like they actually called a travel there on Latrell Campbell as he picked that ball up and rolled around a little bit.
Oh,
wow, how about that? Aaron Stewart taking the quick inbound and throwing up the half-court pass. You can hear probably Coach David Fernandez is furious about that last travel call. Thought there should have been a foul as Coach Fernandez gets teed up here as we're going in to the timeout and into the quarter break here. Fernandez getting a little hot with the official here. So it looks like the West Carteret Patriots will be shooting a pair of technical free throws when we come out of the commercial break.
My goodness. Don't go anywhere. Fourth period comes up next.